Gabriel Tyson. Rakhi from the Shinies, the Gemara says, Rakhi the Skabin, Lukshnaim is our Gnalid, from Lashon Rashi, Salam Yechayim goes, from Shag Lashon is Yipotter goes. Yes, we started talking about Tzad Yipotter, why Yipotter? Yipotter because it's Karva Mezid, we were Moshe Shinies, Rashi Rajba, others Rambam, or the way yesterday we started with Agin Taisis, as the reason why Pot is a Caroline is not Karav Amazing. So now let's see Taisis, we'll see other places where Lachar is also Mavur and Taisis, that Taisis holds that the Skamba Lizak Shnaim, Zaragdali, Potter, goes Caroline is not Karav Amazing like most of Shine. Even Taisis never articulates it, Lachar. As they come to some tasters, honestly, yeah, tasters is going to first Shan Rashi. It's telling me that Yichayev goes. The tasters in time, my Yitzchak, Yichayev goes. It's kind of like Shnayim Bizar Garba. Mechit Salgadai the Potter. Litta Misa Vade Las Layasya. The Pshita the Shayik Potter Misa. In other words, look, Taisvis, if you're telling me that Yechayiv Golas, that's coming lafuke, you might have thought either Yechayiv Misa, or you might have thought that you're part of him Golas. So, what would be the Svara? What would be again, telling Yechayiv Golas? It means what? You're not either Yechayiv Misa, or you're not part of him Golas. Why would I think one of those two started? Taisa says it's a non-starter to say there's a habamina that it's coming lafuke you're not chayiv misa. I would have thought you chayiv misa. Yeah, it's chayiv lukshayim. No, kamash malon that the goal is enough. He says it's shaygig. If it's shaygig, yeah. So of course you're not chayiv misa. Of course you're not chayiv misa. Oh, so now, I mean. Chayr from Rashi is mashma not like that. Well, Rashi is mashma that the tzad that Taisvis rejects out of hand. Chayr from Rashi, it's mashma that is the tzad. What does Rashi say? V'shloy tzad v'sam t'chamakim pralim miskav lizuk shtayim v'zar garba she'enei b'tayr as chiyazid el b'tayr as v'samti. What's Rashi saying? What the Gemara is telling me is, it's b'tayr v'sam t'chamakar in the Hainu Golas, and it's not b'tayr as chiyazid. Yeah? The Tayyip said, one of the other possible, it's not b'tayr as chiyazid. The Hainu, it's telling me it's not chayim misa. Yeah? It's telling me it's not chayim misa. So the chayra, the Pashm Shan Rashi, yeah, is what Tayyip rejects out of hand. Tayyip says, it can't be chayim misa, of course it can't be chayim misa. Right? So Rashi says not like the chayyim. Maybe it's totally whether it's Karav Lameis or Karav Lainis. In other words, in Taisa's world, that Lameis Alibed Emes, yeah, Alibed Emes, the second lashon, yeah, Alibed Emes is the second lashon. Why you part because Karav Lainis? So in Taisa's, that's him. The scandal of Shnayim Zorik Dalid is Karav Lainis. In Rashi, we said the Farish, Rashban said Rashi. Yeah, even in the second lashon, the Yipater, Yipater is Karav Meiz and not Karav Lainis, right? So Akpanim and Rashi, so Tais couldn't fathom a tzad, yeah, to say the Yichai Misa, because Alibademis, it's Karav Lainis, right? I mean, Tais views the Skandal Zakshayim, Bizarre Dalid, as being very, very little negligence. I mean, Lamaisa, you're part because it's Karav Lainis, not because Karav Meiz, Lamaisa. So therefore, Taisa's, it's beyond Taisa's world to have a tzad that they should be Chayav Misa. Yeah, but in Rashi and other Shainim, that Alibi the Emes, it's Shnayim Bizar Gdalad, Lamaisa, you're part only because it's Karav Misa, it's Karav Meiz. So maybe, and I think that's what seems like Rashi is saying, Q is the happening. If I'm throwing in your direction, and I throw two amas. But, you know, throwing the difference in two amas and four amas is not that much, yeah? Sach HaKol, I'm throwing it very close to you, yeah? Two amas is like, what, a meter, yeah? It's not so far, yeah? So therefore, maybe that's considered enough of Pshia, the Yishmichai Misa. Now, that Pasuk is no. Pasuk is no. Lamai is no. Raj says, it's Bechal B'samti, not Bechal, not Bechal, Chiyazit. So I would say, but it could be Taiz rejects it out of hand, because Taiz can fathom such a tzad. Because in Taiz's world, Libra the MS, it's not it's carbonitis. Okay, so what does Taiz say? Mishleimar, the Gemara in Makkos, it learns out from the Vloy Tzdiya, problem is Kav Lizraik, Bitzad Zeb, Bizarg Bitzad Acher. The Gemara is Mamayit. The sky of lizard was tzad zeh, bizarg b'tzad acher. U'mahai kro, hav batrin, hafim the sky of lizard ekshtayim, bizarg arba. So Taisa is, what was the havamina? Yeah? What was the havamina? If the pasuk is telling me the yichayiv goes, we're going to the first shot of Rashi. What is it coming like to exclude? It's not coming to exclude yishbichayiv misa. What it could be coming to exclude is that you should be potter from goes. There's hamish. Have me that should be part of the galus, right? Why? Lokaisis. Just like we're mamayit the skaven the tzad zev halach the tzad zev skaven the zev halach the tzad zev. So if I would think so too, and the skaven the shtayim bezorak dalu, you should be part of the galus. Kamash malon. If you're the first get the lashon rashi, kamash malon. Then no, you chayiv galus. So it's coming exclusively should part of the galus. Now. Again, at this point in Taisris is Madama, the Skav and Lizraik, the Tzadzeb, Holoch Tzadzeb, and Taisris is saying that because that would be a basis for a half a minute to say, the Skav and Lizraik Shtayim, Mizorak Arba, you're also going to be Potter. This, in the world of the Rambam, could never exist. Because yesterday we discussed the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Skavan Lizard Shtayim is our Gabra, why are you pot there? Karva Mazit. The Skavan Litzad Zev, Holocha Tzadachar, Karva Linus. Yeah? So it's utterly ridiculous and Pasha retarded to say that if, because it's the hot, because the Gemara Darshans, that in the Skavan, you're in the Skavan Litzad Zev, Holocha Tzadachar. Yeah, they putter. Oh, so too. The Skav Lishnayim Bizarre Garba. I would think you're also putter. My kesher. There, why you putter? Because Karvainis. The Skav Lishnayim Bizarre Garba. The mice is Karvainis, right? Alibdemis. So it doesn't make sense. You might have thought, yeah, that it's Karvainis. Alibdemis. Yeah, if that's a Karvainis, so that can't be. So again, so therefore, Tarsus. There's another raya, okay, and we'll see as we go along. Every step away, Taisus is moved like that. The Taisus is going, then Skav Lizuk Shnayim, Bizarak Arba, Alib the Emes, it's Karlainis, that's for your second Lashon, that's why you putter. So even the first Lashon, the Yichayiv, still there's a Havamina, that should be putter because it's Karlainis. Harei Alib the Emes in the second Lashon, it's Karlainis. Yeah, Miyam, yeah. Leave them as the second Lashon and you're potter, right? Why Karvainis? At least in the first Lashon also, the admin of the Yishvi potter. Kamash Malon, that no, Yichayim, it's different than the Skavlin of the Tzadzev, the Holoch Tzadacher. Because in the Skavlin of the Tzadzev, the Holoch Tzadacher, that's more of an Inus than the Skavlin, Lizuk Shnayim, Bizar Karv. So in the first Lashon, leave them as Yichayim, because it's not Karvainis. The second lashon is the ma'aseh yipot because it's also carbonitis. Zok tais weiter. Papir shachar shapir shkonche shapot megalos. Kasha ktsas. The perik nei lana gai na minon. Dim a pesa bleiva hadafai pratli sainik. Okay, it says it was sudden bleiva mafuke. If the guy hates him, fine. Beloy tzedia pratli skav lizuk tzadzeh v'holch tzadacher. Below it's there, yeah. that this Yichayim Golus is when it wasn't a tzdi, meaning it was a tzdi, you machamda, different direction. It went and it got him anyway, so then you potter. Mashaloitzada, problem is kam lukshtayim, mizarak arab. Hashta, mashaloitzada, the chsiv, bereish, eil, veil, mishpatim. Havimut, ehud, the domi tfei, liftar, the goin, it's kam lukshim sazeve, shloin, it's kam lukshim, the tzara nirtzach. Tais has a problem. In the seder of the drashas, okay, mishpatim comes first. Okay. Mishpatim comes first. Therefore, so from mishpatim, it says two times loitzade, loitzdiya, right? One tells me that niskam l'tzadzeh v'loch salachi patur. One tells me niskam l'shayim v'zar gar. So when we know, where's the pasuk of loitzdiya? That's in Bamidbar. Yeah, chumash Bamidbar. Okay, so l'chayra, which is tell me the more pashut case first. Yeah, tell me first. Niskavin, you know, it's from mishpatim. We should learn out niskavin l'tzadzev al sarachar leipater, and then we get the Bamidbar. We have another pasuk. Okay, that's telling an extra chiddush that even niskavin lizuk shteim bizargabri. You also pater. Yeah, that's why he's got a bit of a problem. Okay. Now why is it, according to Rashi, in second Lashon, the Yipater, the order of the drashes is not so gishma. Okay? So this gives, you know, a bit of that. Tarat, Yishlam, Shem, Hischel, Tan, Lidra, Yishkra, Devloit, Stia, Nuk, Abarashis, Kav, Lizik, Betzadzeh, the rest of the Haskar, Pashit, Chila. Since we started with the Pashit, Mamidbar, so Melo, we want to say the more Pashit one first. So even though it's in Bamidbar, that's what we should learn out from Mishpatim, and we say Niskav Tzadzev Al Tzadakar, which is more Pashit. That's the one we do first, even though it's a later Pashit.
Why did he start with Mishpatim?
What?
Why did the Brisa start with Mishpatim? That everything's awesome.
Why what?
The Tana should go in order. Why doesn't Tana start with the Pashit Mishpatim? Say this one Chiddush, which is what we learn out from.
I mean, Hagufa, why did Darsh in the first part of why do you mean?
It's like a circle.
Yeah. Okay. It's good aura. It's good aura. Good aura. I'll go for it. I'll talk about it. Oh, but again, from this Taiz, we also see, yeah, that Taiz learns that Skav Lushnaim is Zark Arba, is Karav Ayin, is not Karav Mazin. How do we see in this part of Taiz? What's Taiz saying? Yeah, Taiz is saying we have two limudim. Yeah, one is gavin tzadzev al tzaracher. Yeah, and is gavin lizukshtayim mizarek dalit. Yeah, those are the two things that we're learning out of here. Taiz says it should tell me the lesser chiddush from mishpatim, which is gavin lizukshtayim, which is gavin tzadzev al tzaracher. And the next stage, even the Skav Lushnaim, Zarat Arba, that should be learned out from Bamidbar. Let's go in order. You can't say the bigger Chiddush first. Once you know the bigger Chiddush, you don't need the small Chiddush. Elmai, you need two Pesukim, one for the small Chiddush, and one for the big Chiddush. Which one tells me the small Chiddush? The first Pasuk. Which tells me the bigger Chiddush? The second Pasuk. Now, again, according to the Rambam, are these two Chiddushim that one follows the other? Obviously not. According to Rambam, Iskama Tzadzeb, Al Tzadakar, Iskarav Lahinis, Iskama Zuchtayim, Vizarek Arab, Iskarav Amazin, Makesher. There's two psukim, it told me two totally different chidushim. One telling me chidush in, that's Karav Lahinis, one telling me chidush, Karav Amazin. So there's absolutely no reason in the world why the Skav and Lizray, the Tzadzeb, Hal Tzadakar, should be the first pasuk. They're not talking to each other. These two Chidushim have absolutely no Shaykhis to each other. They're in different planets. These two Chidushim are on different planets. One is a Chidush that the reason why he popped is it's Karvel Aynis. One is a Chidush reason why he popped is Karvel Nazin. Right? So there's no more Svara that the Skav and Lizray, the Tzadzeb, that you potter because it's karvel einis. That's it's more pashut if this is karvel einis than this is karvel nezid. No, it's like unless your mom is super brilliant, like in chap, like on the level of karvel einis, it's more pashut this karvel einis than this karvel nezid. Pashut is two different worlds. One is the issue of karvel einis, one is karvel nezid. So one has nothing to do with the other. So therefore, it's two separate chedushim. There's no shaykes. So there's no reason in the world, yeah, why the chiddush of niskav mitzadzeh mahal tzad acher should be first. In the world of taisvus, yes. In the world of taisvus, yeah, both of them, even the niskav of shayim, mizarek arba, is also a car of blindness. Okay, the both, you know, that was pasha. Everyone agrees. Olshem, the Rambam said that the skamot zazev al tzarachar, that's karavainis, right? That's not up for debate. Our whole debate is what's the dilgam miskamot zukshtayim zorakar. So in the world of taisvus, yeah, obviously that we see in all taisvus that miskamot zukshtayim zorakarba is a big chiddush, and even that's called even that's karavainis because it's nice you throw in his direction. Yeah, he just wanted to fall short, right? But he threw in his direction. That even that's called karv blindness. That's a huge chiddush. So maybe, but that's more posh. And it's kamot zazev al tzaracher, and that's called karv blindness. That's more posh, right? So therefore, Taisa says in his world, everything makes sense. Avada in these two things, right? They're both karv blindness, and one is more posh than karv blindness than the next one. So in the first pasuk in Mishpatim, we should handle the more poshut case that's karav einis. That's what we should handle mishpatim. And then when we get to Bamidbar, we have another pasuk. Okay, let's be marav also. And that's also called karav einis. Again, according to Rambam, this whole kasha makes zero sense. Zero sense. Okay. In time of Kaisus, I might hit some Elan Agaylan. In Vishkoga, lived in the Skav Argus of Mahema. Argus of Adam. Al Karcha Chayin Oin Eskav Lizuk Bitzad Zeh. Vizorg Bitzad Acher. Oin Eskav Lizuk Shnayim Vizorg Arba. Hooray! If you miskaven for the Mahema and you hit the Adam, obviously you missed. Right? Obviously if you miskaven, right, for the Bahama and you hit the Adam, it's either the Bahama was close with you and the person was behind him, or the Bahama was on one side and the person was on the other side, and you aim for the Bahama, you have terrible aim, and you hit the person, right? So either way, Hare in our Gemara, Hare the Gemara Makis and half in our Gemara, we were made both of those cases. So Manashach, you're going to be Potter, and therefore, why we need a separate pasuk? It's got to be the Behema. What's the case? It's Rei Nichlal in either Litzad Zev Ol Tzaracher or Shnayim and Arab. Yishloim and Asim is Isser Kain Shahi Behema Vadim Zev Mamr Zev Litzad Zev Samagar Zealze Zealze. You know, what's I saying? The mamash right next to each other. That's not miskaven. Litzad zev al tzaracher. That's when there's some space between them. That's why it's karavoinis. Through this way, it ended up going that way. The mamash next to each other. That's not karavoinis. So therefore, mitzad the tour of miskaven litzad zev al tzaracher, you won't be part of it because the mamash right next to each other. But it's a new tour of the Skavlar Behem, Vargadon, that's a new tour. Mashah doesn't like that, and therefore he's Garis Taisim is Zel Gavze. Meaning the Behem, the Adam, I hope, is on top of the Behem, and not the Behem on top of the Adam, although today you never know. But, and therefore, the Mamish on the same thing, so therefore it's not Lutzadzeh, Vahalach Lutzadachri. Now, because our Behem of Nimsa Adam, because he didn't take a hit in a long time, and, the nims, he threw his name, and it turned out being an adam, and therefore, again, mitzad, skavlas, mitzadzeh, val tzaracher, shtayim, arba, that you don't have, you aimed at what you hit, and you had a good aim, but it ended up being not what you thought it was. Okay. the next part we saw, okay, we'll say quickly, but hey, the plegi Rebbe Rabban, Menisha Basel, Mekitai, Menez Mespakeim, the Marachayv, Bahai, Marachayv, Bahai, Breshel and Gailin, Amaychai, Ahav, Kamai Nizim, Skav, Lizak Shnaim, Azar Garba, Shaskav, Levakei, Eitzim, Shilfan, Apolach, Lamarachot. So Zichanat, not worse than Skav and Lizak Shnaim, Azar Garba. So why are you chayim? Oh, since we already spoke yesterday, the Rashi picks out again. This says the Shtasai that everything's not all about karavlinus. So the skav lizuk shnayim, zarek arba's karavlinus kolshkein. When you b'chal didn't have a mind to throw it, that says kasha. But in everyone else's world, that's the Rashi's the one that speaks it out beferish. If the skav lizuk shnayim, zarek arba's chayim is pot because karav lebezid. Then that's why you're potter. But it's mispakeya, it's not karal amazed, and therefore you could be chayav. Okay. So again, so it's important that mamash, you know, you, as you work through Tosfos, you work it through, and you think about what Tosfos is saying, it comes out very clear in Tosfos that Tosfos disagrees with all the Yushayim, Lagabi, what is the Etzem Patur, Vizkab, Lushnayim, Zark Dal, they all hold that. Karl Mazin, Tais Holz, Karl Lines. Look more about it. Yeah. So we're moving, actually, moving to Gemara. It's got the Shtayim's Argarblin, the Zakh and Chaylin, the Far Potlin, Shavas, Lol Shavas, the Golis, Shalit Soda, Pans Kavan, the Shtayim's Argarba. Fine. Niskavin. Yeah. Niskavin. This isn't Niskavin Shnayim Bezarek Arba. Niskavin Lizrek Arba Bezarek Shmaya. Yeah. So then you can chayiv, and Alvar and Potter, and Shabbos, Lachad Gagya, and Shabbos, why am I called Mok? Oh, here we have a little bit of difference. We lost Lachad Gagya. But then Shabbos, but I am called Mok and Shatirs to Nuach, then you chayiv. You must have a little Dalit, you end up throwing four. We said, you don't care where it lands. Okay? In Eloi Loi. You only chayiv, he said, you don't care where it lands. Because if you wanted Dafka to land after 4 Amis, it ended up landing after 8 Amis. So again, it's a problem of Lechel Shevis. I didn't want it to land here. This is not what happened. It's not what I wanted to happen. If I say I don't care where it lands, in that case, you are chayiv. Okay? Says Rash. Imam Kamoshtet says to Noah, chayiv. Sharei Yesh Kan Melechis Machshevis. Yesh kam lechz machshavas. The zarek arba. Because my eyes, you want to throw four. So meiz lechz machshavas. Hamaskav lizuk shtayim. The zarek arba. Filo amakamok shtis tenuach potter. Sheik machshav the ein elim loch. What's Rashi saying? Rashi b'ad bei bekash. He's telling me that the maskav lizuk dalit. The zarek shmaya. The only time you're gonna be chayiv if you say kohecha shetirs tenuach. You don't care where it lands. Svek Rashi, my Niskav and Lizroy, Aaron, Niskav and Lizroy Shtayim, Vizorak Dalid, Niskav and Lizroy Shtayim, Vizorak Dalid, Niskav and Lizroy Shtayim, Vizorak Dalid, yeah, it's also talking about Kalmakam Shetirs to Noach. You know, the chil between Niskav and Lizroy Shtayim, Vizorak Dalid, Niskav and Lizroy Dalid, Vizorak Shmaina, is in the here, Niskav and Lizroy Shtayim, and there's Niskav and Lizroy Arba. Well, Gabe, the everything else, it's going to be the same. That means, just like by Niskav Lizak Dalit, it's only Chayiv if you said, Komokim Shetirs to Noach. That means it's clear that by Niskav Lizak Shnayim, Bezorak Dalit, you also, Potter, even if you say, Komokim Shetirs to Noach. Right? Svek Rashi, I should bother. But if I said, I don't care where it lands, so why not Chayiv? Why is that Chesaron Melchon Shabbos? Why is that Chesaron Melchon Shabbos? I said, I don't care what lands. I threw it. I threw it. I don't care what lands. So why should I be chayiv? Because it's not from Nachum Shetz. Zuck Rashi. Then no. Because there, your ikum achshav is not for a melach. So in other words, there's two things going on over here. There's one, in order to be chayiv, there are two requirements that have to be filled. Okay? One is that it landed where you wanted to land, or let's put it the other way, that it didn't land where you didn't want it to land. Yeah? Because then that's chayiv on Nachum Shabbos. There's another chayiv on Nachum Shabbos, and that is that you have to have the ikka kavana was for a melach. So in other words, so even though I said kamokam shtis to nuach, since lemais I only wanted to throw it to, so lemais I wasn't mecham from melach. I didn't care if a melach happened, but my machshava I did try to throw it to. I couldn't care less if it landed four. Lemais, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to throw two. I'm trying to throw two. That means I'm trying not to melach. I'm trying to throw to. It's not a melach. I don't care if what happens, that's not enough. So you need two things. One has to land where you want it to land, or it shouldn't land where you didn't want it to land, that's chasar machshav shaves. And then, but also has to be the imcham from lacha. The ik machshav is from lacha. That's what Rashi says. Now, an interesting shaila. Well, what about the karata case that the Rav talks about? What about the skav and lizard shmoina, the zorak dalit? What's it then? What? What? Shmichay. Why? No, again, obviously we said Kamokim Shtirs to Noah. Obviously. Right? If you don't want to land after rain, then it'll be potter. What in a case where he said where it was Kalmakam Shtirs to Noah, he didn't care if it lands over here, right? So then Chayra at first glance Rashi should be chay, yeah. Oh, Zog the Ravid. The Heichlin Skavel is a Ches. Vizorak Dalid. I feel Omak Lamokish is a Noach. Yesh Loimar Shul Potter. Yesh Loimar Shul Potter. Yesh Machayim again, he says. It's like in Skavel is a Dalid Vizorak Shmaina. What would his Svara the Potter? Says the Rabbi Shazin Svara. He says, Shloy Nasis Ikemach Shaftoi. Arba Bechal Shmaina, Veloy Shmaina Bechal Arba.
What's the difference?
What?
What's the difference?
I just told you the words. Let's try to understand the words. Okay, he says, Arba is Bechal Shmaina, but Shmaina is not Bechal Arba, so it's missing in Iker Machshavta. Those are the words that are right. It's missing in Iker Machshavta because Arba is Bechal Shmaina, but Shmaina is not Bechal Arba. What does he mean? So Chayim means simple. I said, what he means is that when I wanted to throw four and it went eight, yeah. So I wanted it to go four amos, and I don't care if it goes more. But what's my ikamach shava? It should go at least four amos away from me, right? That's my machshava. My ikamach shava is it should go four amos. It went four amos. It went four amos away from me. It went more than four amos. And I said, I don't care where it lands. So in other words, my machshava is, ik machshavti is, it should go four amis, and went four amis. I landed where I didn't intend it to land. No, but I said, come up and shnitz to north. I said, I don't care where it lands. So it's not a problem that it landed in a place where I didn't want it to land. I couldn't care less if it lands over there. And my ik machshava is, it should go four amis, and went four amis. Arba is b'chal shmaina. Says the Rav. Shmaina is not Bechlal Arba. That means if I wanted to go four, I wanted to go eight. So even though I said, I don't care where it lands. Yeah? But what do I want? I want to go eight. It's true, four is also Amlocha. Yeah? But when I wanted to go eight, and it only went four, my ikum machshava was a mekoyim. Won't make a machshava. I wanted to go eight. It only went four. Eight is not b'chal four. Four is b'chal eight. When I wanted to go four, and it went eight, so it went four. B'chal masayim amda. In eight lies four. So I mean, it went four. I wanted to go four amda. It went four amda. So man, my ikum machshava was mekoyim. I didn't land where I wanted to land. Come on, can you taste the nuach? My shenkin the other way, where I wanted to go eight, then says the Raivin, some argue, then says the Raivin, it's smart to say, my ikum achshava, that should go eight, didn't happen. It only went four. And shmoyne, b'chal, shmoyne, is la, b'chal, is la, b'chal, arba. That's the chayr, shen, chabim.
Even if you talk to one to go four,
but if he said, I want to go four, yeah. But he said, but he did also said, Kamakam Shetes Tanuach, but he doesn't care. Right? You're right. If he said, I want a doctor to go four, then if it went eight, he's Potter. The Machzor Shabbos. But he said, Kamakam Shetes Tanuach. Right? So that's why we have them both end, right? So we have in Rashi when it's Gavon the Shnayim Bizar Garba, even though he said Kamakam Tirsa, since it wasn't Ikam Achshavta Limelacha. That's one concept that we have in the Sukkah, all the Shnayim speak about, Rashi speaks about, that that is the Ikam Achshavta that is doing Limelacha. Over here, there's a Svara that Ikam Achshavta, they wanted to go for. He wanted, and this guy, if he wanted to go for it, it went 8, fine. So it went for it. He wanted to go 8, and it only went 4. It wasn't the sky, and Ikam Achshavta, it was just to go 8. Okay. Say, right. No, so you might say. Now it's a little bit of a shlof, and wake up. Vom Rabba. Are they finished more? Just like by Stein and Harkel and Yevid, again put the Shimon Eliel the Rabbon. Okay, Velamarab Zara Kli Reishagam. Ubaka Bishavrai, the Makel. Guy throws a clear off the roof. The second guy comes, Ruben throws off the roof. Shimon comes and smashes out, smashes it with a baseball bat. He's potter. My time and money, Tvira Tava. Okay? Very cryptic. Samara. We have to see exactly what's going on over here. What exactly is the Svara? And what is the din of the guy that threw the clear? Where's he fit into all this? So Rashi already tells us something. Rashi says Zarak Bala Kli Klim Raishaga. Okay? Potter Zeshashabra Makel Kaim Shubirasai Share Saifili Shabba. And why is he Potter? This is gonna break. So Mela, he's Potter. This is gonna break. Seems to me that's enough. If it's going to break, that's enough to pass through. It's on its way to be broken. So now, why is Rashi say the Bala Kli? Why is Rashi say it's the Bala Kli? How does Rashi know that it's the Bala Kli? So the Rosh over here discusses Rashi. The Rosh says, why is Rashi say the Bala Kli? Maybe it's somebody else. Why the Bala Kli? Says the Rosh. Memes and Ramban makes this point as well. Yeah? And that is, there's a problem in Rabba's memra. The Rosh is page Yud Zayin in the Daper Oiz Vahodar. Simen Tez Zayin for those that go by the old book. They have Simen the Rosh, Simen Tez Zayin. Okay? Says the Rosh, Says the Rosh, that's a relic, you know, at a museum, right? Yeah. So where's what's up the Rosh? Because the problem is the built-in problem in Rabba. Rabba says the guy that hit the brakes is Potter. What happened to the guy in the roof? What happened to the guy that threw it down? Where's he fitting over here? Okay? So because of that kasha, okay, the Ramban's gonna discuss this kasha, because of that kasha, the Ramban Mamish fadrays the whole sugya. He turns the whole sugya on its head because of this kasha. Okay? But that's a kasha. What happened to the Zayrig? Where's he fitting over here? Rabbi says, the guy that broke his partner. Says Rashi, says the Rosh, because of this, Rashi says, okay, we're just reading our Gemara, so we have to come to the conclusion, it must be that the guy that threw it is the Baal HaKli. If it's the Baal HaKli that threw it, then if a Rabbi doesn't have to tell me, what is his din? If the Baal HaKli throws it, then obviously he's not Chayiv. Obviously, it's not a gay Chayiv Imtur on your own Kli. So we don't tell you what the din is of the desire. The din is it's Baal HaKli. There is no din. There is no din, period. Yeah? That's what the Rosh says, Miyashiv Rashi. That's what Rashi over here says there. Now, says the Rosh, though, he's got a problem with that. Okay? We understand why Rashi says what he says. Okay, but now, let's try to understand Rashi. Rashi says the Baal HaKli threw it. Yeah? And the second guy broke it. Why is the second guy Potter? Because Mana Tevir Tava. Rashi says it's going to break, Rashi says. In fact, the Rosh, what do you need that for? The most pshiti, the Potter Meshab, Aved Midas, he says the Rosh, there's a concept called Aved Midas. What does Aved Midas mean? If a guy takes something and puts it in the middle of the street, right? It's Aved Midas. He didn't lose it. It's an Aved Midas. He made it into an Aved. Midas is an Aved. Numen Aved means you don't know where it is. Here you have a Veda, it's an Aveda, Midas. With knowledge, it's an Aveda. Now, if you put it in the middle of the street, says the Rosh, if the guy puts it in the middle of the street, it's Aveda Midas. So Mela, the Rosh seems to understand, and it was allowed to take it. It's Hefker. Yeah? It's Hefker. So Mela, what's Rabbi telling me a Chiddush? Yeah? What's Rabbi telling me a Chiddush? That the second guy is Potter, the Manatvir Tavar. The second guy is Potter because of Aved Midas. The guy threw it, got rid of it. He's mafker it. Chapter. That's why he's allowed to take it. That's why he's allowed to, if he's Potter, he breaks it. He's allowed to keep it. He's allowed to take it. So, he has to come on because it's Manatvir Tavar. He's Potter because of the Aved Midas. So Chayra, the simple teretz the kasha aved midas, would be to say that the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Tur, from the Talmudzias, one of the big issue over there by aved midas. Machlokes Rambam and the Tur, whether aved midas is hefker, or pshat is no chiyav hashav. Right? The Rambam, I believe, says aved midas. The Tur says hefker. You're not take it. Thing goes that way. And then the Rambam says, no, Aved Midas, Pshat is, Yanochi Vashava. No, the Tur is Mechayu, Chayu Vashava, yeah, when Aved is lost, yeah, the guy, poor guy, his thing is lost. Okay, the Tur says, you have a key to try to get it back to him. Yeah? But if the guy is Pesheya, yeah, the Bailam is Pesheya, puts it in the middle of the street, he makes it lost. Yeah? So what, you have to have a Chmanis on the guy? You have to have a key to get it back to him? He's the one that put it in the street. So Meila, I'm mechuyev to Amnochi Vashom. Yeah, but Seikosayv, it's not Mamish Hefker. It's not Hefker. Okay, it's not Hefker. Just because he's negligent and leaves in the middle of the street, the guy's an idiot, doesn't mean that it's Hefker. And therefore, you're not allowed to keep it. He wasn't Mafker. And therefore, you're not allowed to keep it. Okay, so there's a lot of kashas on the Rambam, the cases in El Metzias where the Chari Sivay Medas. Is Hefker, and the Chalukim, okay?
Even if he does break, if he's not allowed to keep it, maybe he wouldn't be chayav if he breaks it.
Why? So why? You're mazik. No, Aved Midas, because no. What's the svara? We're saying he wasn't mafker. That's the idea. The shaila, when a guy puts something in the middle of the street, yeah? Something that, if you know, someone bumps into it, or a car goes over it, it's going to break. So the question is he being mafker? Or he's just not caring about it.
Yeah.
One second. If he's just not caring about it, so you can't keep it. It's not yours. It wasn't mafkri. Elamai, you're not mechayiv to get back to him. The guy's an idiot. You're not mechayiv. The Torah is mechayiv to get back to him. But Ma'is, it's still his. If it's still his, you go ahead and break it. So Be'etzem, you'll be chayiv. According to the Rambam, right? You have his clean in the middle of the street. Yeah? It could get broken, but you don't know, not for sure. Right? But the guy just left the middle of the street. Yeah? He didn't come home. It's not even left it on the side. He just left it there. Yeah? Without any watching, nothing. Yeah? So if you go ahead and break it, going around about the chayiv. It's his. Yeah? And it's not necessarily going to get broken, right? You broke about the chayiv, according to Rambam, right? The debate of the Rambam, guy comes and breaks about the chayiv. So male over here also, that you chayiv can answer for that. You say Rashi holds the Rambam. The male, that's why the Gemara has come out the new svar. No, here it's Mount Tzvi Tava, because Ma'is it was going to break. It's different than just Tama Beit Midas. That the chayiv I can answer for the Rosh, for Rashi. Void. Says the Rosh, Heichi Pashit Mach Basa Mekar Azlinon Afili Azlin Basa Besayiv Pater Aved Medasi Bavakilu Afkiruhu Bailim. Oh, he see here the Rosh speaks about Beirish. The Rosh is going to Aved Medas Hefker. That's the tour. Right, goes Beshit is his father. Aved Medas Hefker. He says the Rosh says. So that the Rosh says Kilu Afkiruhu Bailim. Right. Oh, so Rosh, what's the Rosh say? The Gemara Daf Zayin has a shayla, whether you go basim ekara, right? The two malgami tarnagol that kicks the object. By Rav Darshal Kliv, by Shavrosin, is galgam makamachav and nishbar mal basim ekara is lean on. Gufuhu oydilam basim tavman of azina tshayris. The loch is that tshayris and an animal that damages the kaychay. It's chati nezer. The gufa is nezek shalom. So if the behema kicked the kli and end up breaking, is it considered gufa or is it considered kaicha? So the lashon gemara is you go basim ekara. I know that's kilu. It's already broken now. When a person sets into motion, yeah, a person sets into motion a mechanism where it's gonna break. Okay, then we say that it's kilu. It's already broken now, or no? We say the chalais hezek is only afterwards. So now, we know whether it's kai chai or guflai. We'll see, man. We'll get back. I think summer's month. We'll do kezarego. The whole discussion of Taisur is different if you throw the kli or if you throw an arrow at the kli. That's already. We'll leave that for when we get back there. Akmalin Einu. That was the suffix of Rav. The Gemara says, "Want to be a raya from Rabba, our Gemara, from Rabba Zark the Mereshet Gag, Abach Veshavay, the Makal Pader Minon Mona Tfira Tava." The Gemara is cryptic, vague, ambiguous as to what is the raya. Is the raya go bas Mekar? Raya go bas Zark? The Gemara doesn't say anything. Where is the Gemara being a raya? Go figure it out. So says Rashi. What is the being a raya that you go basim ekara? What's the raya you go basim ekara? Says Rashi. Vishav makel koydim shenach. Potter a mishabrei v'chayev hazayrik. Oh, so here all of a sudden Rashi wakes up that there's a zayrik over here. Okay, and Rashi learns into the Gemara when Rabbi says. Potter, Rashi is the her understanding that what Rab is saying is that the one that breaks is Potter, but the other guy is Chai. Okay, what the Rosh brought out a point that Rab is not telling us what the din is of the Zayrit. So Rashi on the Pyut Zayin at least is saying we understand from Rab's statement. But Rabbi says, the second guy is Potter, yeah? V'chayev hazayr. Alma, basa me'ekar az linan, v'ayosayv l'shavar l'ch'sheinuach, k'misha shavrei hu dami. And the chayr that Avon and Rashi is, yeah? That The reason why the second guy is potter is because the first guy is chai. The Rashi says, potter mishabroi v'chai v'zayr. How does Rashi know that Zayr is chai? No, no, but in Rabbi's statement, that's why. I want to know, how do we know? Right? Rashi says the shoyver is potter and the zarek is chay. So how does Rashi know? Rabbi didn't say anything about the zarek. That was the whole problem in Rosh, Rashi Bayos, that Rabbi doesn't say anything about the zarek. So how all of a sudden when you say we know what the din of the zarek is? The chayra, I would say that what Rashi is saying is that he understands the reason why the second guy is potter is because the first guy is chai. Potter mishabra v'chai v'zayr. Alma v'asa mekar is lina. V'al v'zayr v'lishav k'shinuch k'misha shavrei hu dami. Right? When we bring a raya, listen very carefully what I said. When we bring a raya, you go v'asa mekara, Firashi, where are we bringing the raya? Are we bringing the raya from the fact that the shaver, the guy with the stick, is potter? Or are we bringing a raya from the fact that the zerg is chayiv? We're bringing a raya back, the zerg is chayiv. Right? That's what it says. However, right? Chayiv a zerg, al mabasa mekar as linon, v'hoyev a zerg v'lishaver l'chashenuach. Kemisha Shavrei Hu Dami, and that's why it's Chai. So bring a Raya, you go with some car for the fact that the first guy is Chai. Which, right, which seems to me that that's the Ikar over here, that the first guy is Chai. And I'm adding, could be that that's good for why the second guy is Potter, because, yeah, the first guy is Chai, it's already broken. First guy is Chai, yeah.
Why do you have to say it like that?
What?
Why do you just say
it?
Because the Gemara says that the Shavar is
Hunter,
so it applies that the Zorik is.
Why does that apply?
Because what?
What's
the Shavar
Right?
That's why the Rishon
is
Kaya.
Right.
It's the Shavar.
Right. What? Because where's the Monty Tavern?
Even if I'm the owner,
what?
Even if I'm the owner, even if I'm not going to be Chamel Chayim, but the Shani's Potter because the Shavu is
Chayim. The Gemara, Rabbi says, the Shani's Potter, the Monty Tavern. Yeah? So why doesn't, why does Rashi need to talk about the Zerah?
I don't know.
So I'm trying to explain.
But I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand.
Because. So we say you say. She's saying for the same reason why the zerg is chayiv and the second guy should be potter. What? So, Akapanim, look again. Rashi says, yes, that somehow we understand in Rabbah, we understand in Rabbah, the first guy is Chai. Okay? And that's what Rashi says. From there we know they go bus Mekara. Why is the first guy Chai? Elamai, it's as if it's broken. First guy didn't break it, he threw it down. The other guy broke it. Why is the first guy Chai? So Rashi says very clearly, the reason why the first guy is chayiv, forget about everything I just said. Rashi does say, the reason why the first guy is chayiv is why? Because it's mana tzvir tofer, and that's the Gemara's right. Okay? Now, the chayra, so what, it's Tir Rashi, right? It's Tir Rashi. Rashi Be'al says, that the Baal Kli threw it. So why is Rashi over there say that it's the... That it's the different guy. Why is Rashi changed? Right? So Chayra, the answer is that Rashi by us, when Rashi innocently looking at Rabbah's Mamre, right? I'm innocently looking at Rabbah's Mamre. Rabbah says, Zorach Limragag, Baruch HaShavri, he's part of it, right? And it doesn't say anything about the Shaiva. Right? It doesn't say anything about the Shaiva. So Rashi says, why not? Why didn't tell me what the din of the Shaiva is? Therefore, simply put, when you read Rabbah's Mamre, first thing that comes to your mind, it must be that the one that threw it is the Baal Kli. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. The most simple way of explaining Rabbah, yeah, why we're not discussing the Baal Kli, why we're not discussing the Zayirid, is because the Zayirid is the Baal Kli, so it's not a guy. That's a simple pshat. Okay? And the reason why the Shaiva is Potter, without getting too smart, Rashi says, did the Shaiva show it's going to break. So Mela, it's going to break anyway, so I didn't do anything. I didn't damage you, it's going to break anyway. That's simple pshat. Okay? That's very nice on Chavav and Beis. When you get to Yuzayin and Beis, okay, and the Gemara tries to bring a right for me, go bust the Meikara, okay? Because according to the way I just read to you, Rashi, by us, we don't know the go bust the Meikara. There's no right to go bust the Meikara. Where do we see go bust the Meikara? There is no Zayrik over here. There's no Zayrik. He's a Baal Kli. The guy that broke it, why is he partner? Rashi says, because Seifel Shav. Rashi doesn't say, because as if it's already broken. From Dagen Rashi. Correct? Rashi Ba says, why is he partner? Why is he partner, says Rashi? Seifel Shav. Zeshav Makal Kaidu Shivrasai. Yeah, Seifel Shav. The fact that it's going to break, that itself. So I'm not damaging you. It's going to break anyway. I'm not causing you any hefts. It's going to break anyway, Rashi says. It's going to break anyway. So what happens am I causing you? It would have broken anyway. That's what Rashi says. Not because it's no lumpness over here that it's if it's broken right now. Rashi doesn't say that. You don't need to say that, what Rashi says. But all of a sudden, the Gemara is dying in base. Yeah? The Gemara says that we bring right from here, you go with some Mekara. So Rashi said, well, what's going on there? How'd that happen? Where's the riot? Where's the riot? Elamai, it must be the Gemara Yizayin and Beis understood Rabbi's statement different than I can understand the Kifi Pshuta. But Lulei the Gemara Yizayin and Beis, I'm just reading Rabbi's statement. I don't have to get fancy. No Basa Mekara. The first guy is potter, the first guy is not a gay, he's an alkali. The second guy is potter, he's going to break, I'm not causing any hefts. So, but the Gemara on Yitzayin, by virtue of the fact that the Gemara brings a raya from it, you go bust a Meikara, says Rashi, that tells me that at least the Gemara understood Rabbi differently than I understand Rabbi. The Gemara on Yitzayin understands Rabbi differently. Because the Gemara brings a raya, you go bust a Meikara. Therefore, says Rashi, okay, so Rashi must be that there is a Zayrik over here. Okay, it must be that there is a Zayrik over here, and we don't hold the svara that the second guy is potter because it's going to break anyway. That's the fact that Sof Kasev, right now, it's not broken yet. Sof Kasev, you broke it. Yeah? Sof Kasev, you broke it. So the fact that it's going to be broken anyway, didn't happen yet. The fact that it's on its way to be broken, Sof Kasev, who broke it? You broke it. So that one part of you. That one part of you. Okay? Elamai, why are you Parker? It must be, because the first guy is Chayit. It must be because you go bust a Meikara. Must be you go bust a Meikara. And the first guy is Chayiv. Okay, so it's not very much question that we could have still work this out without a new Zayirut. And the reason why the second guy is potter is because you go bust a mekar and it's already broken. But
maybe you only say that it's in the context of Hezbollah.
What?
Like, I can hear you say that. I mean, the context of Mazir, when you told that person he broke, it's not Mazir, not the Bible. I don't know if he said it. Didn't the Chi of Mazir, and it's Bosom Yikor. I was a Mazir, but the Bible's not a Mazir.
Okay. So, the Glumbins. Say it. Agapanim again. So what? The reason why Rashi switches is very simple. Okay? Because the way he has it on Chavav and Beis, there's absolutely no raya to Basim Eikar. Okay? All is it's a Baal Kli, that's why he's potter. There's no Zarek. What's that? What? Yuzayan, there are clouds before Chavav, but that's not the point. The point is, we have the statement of Rabba. Yeah, the objective statement of Rabba, okay? Rashi explains it the way it could be explained simply. Very simple. Yeah? We don't know what the case is. Rabbi didn't tell us what the case is. Okay? Says Rashi. If I read simple understanding of Rabba is there is no Zayirik, and he's part because it's Seif Lishon. The Gemara on the Yuzayin base obviously understood Rabba differently. So there, Rashi has to explain. The only the Gemara understood over there, the only reason why the second guy is potter is because the first guy is chayiv. Because the first guy is a mazik, and go bust the meikara, and therefore he's chayiv. Mele, second guy is potter. And it's because otherwise we don't have a raya bust the meikara. If the way Rashi Chavav and Beis says it, there's no raya. So Rashi and Chavav made explain Rabba Kipshuta. But, says Rashi, when I come to Yitzayim and Beis, and the words being arrived me, you go bust the Meikara, Al-Karchav, the Gemara understood Rabba differently than I might understand Rabba on my own. Rabba doesn't say what he's saying. The Gemara understood Rabba one way. Rashi's saying, the simple Pshat Rabba is not like that. But the Gemara obviously understood Rabba, that there is a Zayirik, and therefore he's chayiv because he got bust the meikara, and the mailer, the shayver is potter.